Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
May the 30th, Eternity with God.
This week, Derek shows us how Jesus was cut off by death so that we can be joined to God eternally. Today he shows us the final aspect of this transaction and how it offers us an eternity in the very presence of God. The third aspect of the life we have in Christ is the consummation of the work of Jesus in eternity, an eternity spent in the presence of God, rather than being eternally banished to hell.
1 Thessalonians 4, verses 16 to 17. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord.
The consummation of redemption is eternity in the presence of God. The last two chapters of Revelation describe our eternity in the presence of God.
Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 2. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea, no more separation, no more bitterness. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband.
I believe the New Jerusalem is the church coming down out of heaven, and it's God's permanent dwelling place. One of the supreme purposes of God in the church is to have a dwelling place where he can live permanently. Verse 3 says, And I heard a loud voice from heaven, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Jesus, for your work on the cross. I proclaim that I will have eternity in the presence of God instead of banishment, because Jesus was cut off by death that I might be joined to God eternally. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.